This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shut out in a series for the first time ever. They were shut out when they were called something that wasn't the Pirates.
The Alleghenies?
I think so. Baseball Reference calls them the Allegheny Cities. In 1888, not the Pittsburgh Alleghenies.
Oh, yeah, that's like where, yeah, that's like a very specific part of the North Side, too, that was Allegheny City. So they have never been shut out as the Pirates, only as the Allegheny Cities. When they had the 43-4 run, they broke a mark by the Cincinnati Outlaw Reds.
Yeah.
I mean, truly containing multitudes.
Everything going back to the 19th century.
Yes.
Going back to the days of Grover Cleveland being the president of the United States for a second term.
There a Grover Cleveland Alexander who pitched?
There was.
I wonder if those guys ever, like, you know, met up and said, hey, same name.
Scoreless in Seattle is the headline that's making the rounds.
Yes, Pomp did that last night.
The Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan romantic comedy that no one liked. And then they said, let's run it back and go with You've Got Mail, starring Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks again.
Wasn't Sleepless in Seattle massively popular?
Just because something's popular doesn't mean it's good.
Yes, but that would necessitate a sequel, because once something's popular and makes money, they're going to do some other spin on it.
Doesn't mean it's good.
What was the other big one in the mid-90s? While You Were Sleeping. That was the other one.
They were in that
liked.
Together, too?
No, that was Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman.
Don't know how that's relevant, Chris, but that's okay.
I always get the two mixed up. That's how it's relevant. Hitless, scoreless, whatever. Not hitless. Scoreless in Seattle, Pony.
I like to do this exercise every now and then.
Squats?
I can still do squats, yes. My Achilles are okay with those.
And we've gotten stabilized on that front, I hope. Like, hopefully.
Oh, it's tendonitis. The one thing my trainer said was, everyone tells you stretching is good. It's actually bad.
But you're supposed to stretch dynamically. Like, you're supposed to kind of loosen up before you exercise.
You don't want to stretch Achilles right now, because any stretch could tear it or rupture it.
So tendonitis could be a precursor to something worse.
We got to make those things stronger. We don't
How
want
do
to stretch
you make
them
it stronger?
Out. Well, we're going to get to that in future
trips
to the PT.
Okay.
But anyways.
Yes.
I like to give people a blank canvas, literally.
Oh, boy.
So, with this historic sweep, after they swept the Cardinals and shut them out for 3 games, the Pirates are blank. 412-928-9370. What are they? Yes, you could literally say a baseball team.
What would you say if the first caller, if you had not put that disclaimer and first caller said, they're a baseball team, thanks guys, talk to you later. I think I'd respect
because
it.
Because the scoreless in Seattle does, the word that popped into my head today was, this team is a comedy. You could cue up the bubbly intro they used on Seinfeld or the Curb Your Enthusiasm song.
They're definitely more Curb Your Enthusiasm. They're definitely more that song.
I mean, if I
vibe.
Like, here's the thing about what happened in Seattle. Even though there were good vibes, I mean, my family literally on 4th of July sat around an outdoor TV at 4 o'clock, like it was an FDR fireside chat for the Pirates game.
Because they were pumped going into it.
There was legitimate buzz and energy and excitement in my house on a holiday and in my community to see what the Pirates were going to do because they just won six games by a combined score of 43-4. So they had an actual captive audience. And if I told you before that game started, look, here's the deal. They're actually going to go out here and lose all three games and not score a run in any of them. I got to be honest with you. I would not have been shocked because that's just who they are. Like that, it is the most Pirates thing of all time for them to sweep a team and not give up a run and come not later in the year, not a month later, not, you know, in September, the literal next series, they don't score a run. I mean, do you disagree with that? It's like, it's
Did you have a friend growing up or in college especially? I think you have to be
it's
like...
It's so playing to type.
No, it's
unbelievable.
Donnie, I could ask you this question too, because I have an example of a friend like this, but did either of you guys hang around with in your larger group? Usually it's the person who's like the center of all the action. Just weird stuff tends to happen to them, good or bad. Like they always are in the middle of something or other, right?
Yeah, they're like a character. They're
exactly.
TV character.
That's what the Pirates are. So like my buddy Tom once, he was a Marine. I think he's a millionaire now because of an internet, like a startup he did in something because he's very smart.
Not a scam though. You almost
said that. No. Not like a scam. He's like in software or firmware or whatever.
Congratulations on all his success.
He was a United States Marine. Still is. You're never a was past tense there. He once streaked across Heinz Field for a Whipple title game.
You told me that.
He also participated in something when we were all of legal drinking age called the most interesting man in Oakland, and there was like a trip on the line for the winner. He so enraged the organizers that despite winning the contest...
They didn't let him take the trip?
They didn't let him take the trip. How did he win the contest, you ask? Blacked out drunk, he stripped to his underwear in a bar, and there was a game of skill. It was the last game was darts pony. Unable to see straight, he was so drunk, he hit dead center bullseye, and was thrown out of the bar immediately thereafter. So that's what the Pirates are,
so
though.
So are you going to say they're entertaining because...
No, but that's where the analogy... I was going to say, to preface it, I was going to say the analogy's not perfect because my buddy, pretty entertaining guy, if you're orbiting around him, you can just kind of laugh and have a good time, and he's the one assuming all the risk. The Pirates are frustrating. They're like the frustrating version. They're like the friend that could get their life together but doesn't, and almost does so by choice. They don't want to get themselves together, and they can't be trusted for anything. The only thing I felt watching these games play out was Pomp and I on the sports call. He asked me, he's like, Chris, what do you make of this winning streak as it's happening? I said, Bob, it is a six-game like stretch in a 162-game season. You have to be catastrophically White Sox last year, Rockies this year level bad to not probably get a six-game run like this.
I disagree with that.
And the only noteworthy thing about that six-game run was how bad their offense was to that point and how much they bludgeoned those two teams. That's what made it interesting.
Okay, I've heard people say even the worst teams have a hellacious 6 weeks where they go off and they win and have a six-game winning streak. That's right. But they don't do it the way the Pirates did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They handed the Mets their worst series loss of all time, and then they shut out the Cardinals for three games. That's not, the sun shines on a dog's ass once a day thing. That's not. They did something historic in a positive way. And then without wasting any time, immediately turned it around and had something tragic happen to them that had never been seen before. Chuck in Uniontown's never seen anything like this. Joe in Verona, who's 90 years old, has never seen anything like this. Doc in Claysville, is he even still alive?
He called the other day.
He's never seen anything like this.
I want to know what Greg in Youngstown thought, because if there's anybody
Greg
who wears
Youngstown
their...
Greg in Youngstown probably said, see, I knew this was coming.
Yeah. If there's anyone who wears their rage right on their sleeve, it's him.
It's just... Donnie, and I give him credit, he says on Monday before all hell broke loose with the Steelers, last Monday, he said, hey, we're allowed to enjoy the Pirates for 5 minutes. Donnie, you were right. That's all we got. We got 5 minutes.
I did joke that day, so a week ago now, I said it wouldn't surprise me at all if they got shut out tonight. Now, to their credit, they went on to shut out the Cardinals for all three, so I missed it by three games. But,
what are they then? What are they?
They're a bad baseball team.
That's what you'd
bad.
Call them.
They're just bad, yeah.
I mean, a bad baseball team can still have, its fun, enjoyable moments throughout the year, but they're not a good baseball team.
Andrew, on our YouTube comments, which are always dynamic, this is no exception, unsponsored YouTube comments right now. Andrew,
yes, you keep hammering that point.
I know. I just like to say that every once in a while.
It's an attack on our sales staff every time you say it. That way to me.
I am encouraging them, just like we encourage them to make sure Donnie's Debrief had a sponsor, and look what happened. Pal. No, he just said this. This is exactly how I feel about it. Folks were sitting here talking about how many games back they might become in the wild card chase.
That is true.
He was like,
asked Greg Brown that question. You said, how many games do they need to be out before you start to get curious about what they're going to do? Though,
but I think I even prefaced that with, Greg, it's an absurd thing for me to ask, but what the hell
you
am I going to do
it? Though.
And he said, just basically, come on, LOL. And that's right. They're the Pirates. Come on, LOL. This is the Pirates. People often say that when a team wins a bunch in a row, even if they're a good team, they usually don't just lose one and go right back on a streak. They lose two or three. It's very rare to win six the way they did. In fact, it's pretty much unprecedented to win six the way they did, following it up by losing three the way they did. Only the Pirates, baby.
Yes.
Play the, what's the Price is Right music? The fail horn. When the little mountain climber goes over the edge and doesn't stop, play the fail horn. That's what they are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.